This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you were to draw a Venn diagram of magazines, high fashion, and ad dollars, that tiny little spot where those three circles intersect would be labeled the September issue of Vogue magazine. Probably, actually, it would be labeled the much-awaited September issue of Vogue magazine, because it always is. It's chock-full of ads, glamorous photo spreads as well. But this year, it's also the venue for an unlikely partnership. The magazine is going to feature ads from Target. Target's trying to distance itself from the discount retailer label, and Vogue is following the money that comes with tapping into new demographics. So how's that going to work out? Marketplace's Gigi Duban did some asking around.
When was the last time you picked up a copy of Vogue? Simon Unglis is executive director of the Fashion School at Academy of Art University.
Really, the biggest percentage of the people that look at that, I think, are everyday regular people going to the doctors, and there's a copy of it sat in the doctor's waiting room.
Vogue does publish more than a million copies, but magazines in general have been hurting. So Unglis says it makes sense that a consumer-driven publication with hundreds of pages of ads to fill would look to Target. Elizabeth Wissinger teaches fashion studies at the City University of New York Graduate Center. She says the Target Vogue deal, not that weird.
The dividing lines between how we're going to get high-end luxury goods versus mass-produced items is blurred.
Technology makes the connection between Vogue and Target very direct. Readers can scan a code on the ad page and go right to a Buy Now button. Ari Lightman teaches digital media and marketing at Carnegie Mellon University. He says that's gold.
Target's a very voracious consumer of data.
Also, Target wants to reach into Vogue readers' deeper pockets, he says. And Vogue gets to say to advertisers, hey, look, people aren't just seeing your ads, they're buying stuff. To understand how big that is, Lightman says, look no farther than his 14-year-old daughter. She bought a fashion magazine during a recent vacation.
She's reading the magazine with her phone in her hand.
Now, consumers who are all about instant gratification can go from seeing something to owning it a lot faster. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.